is from Ubaid. He says that I see people from Ahlul Bid'ah, meaning that the people who innovate in Islam. They claim that they see the Prophet ﷺ in their dreams, and they also claim that they also see the companions and other pious people in their dreams. Why is it so that people who innovate in religion of Allah most see the Prophet the most? First of all, not everyone who claims that he had seen the Prophet ﷺ is telling the truth. So he might be telling the truth and he might be lying. So people of innovation, people of deviation, it is easy for them to lie, to make up stories and to claim that they had seen the Prophet ﷺ in their dreams. And this is one of the major sins of Islam, to pretend that you have seen something which you did not. Not only the Prophet ﷺ, any dream that you make up and you tell someone, I saw so and so, and you did not see it actually, this is a major sin. So lying is not that bigger sin in their favor. They innovate, they deviate, they fabricate things in Islam. So it is normal for them to lie. But there is a possibility that they are telling the truth. And if they say that they had seen the Prophet ﷺ, this is truthful, and they're not lying, they could either have seen him or not. See, the Prophet told us, ﷺ, whoever sees me in his vision, in his dream, then he has seen me. Which means that he would also, this individual would see the Prophet ﷺ on the Day of Judgment. And this is one of the interpretation of whoever sees me, then he will see me when he's awake. Not in this world, because the whole of the scholars, the majority of the scholars say that it is impossible to see the Prophet ﷺ alive again in this world. This is preposterous. But they interpret the hadith as to mean that you will see him on the Day of Judgment, or that you have a special meeting with him on the Day of Judgment if you had seen him in your dream. But there is a very important condition that has to be fulfilled, and that is that you should see him and be able to describe him. So if someone says that I've seen the Prophet ﷺ and I've heard a voice telling me that this is the Prophet ﷺ, but I did not see his face, or I saw his face yet the description does not fit the Prophet's description sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if someone tells me that I saw the Prophet ﷺ and he was short and skinny, or he was black, or he did not have a beard, or he was this or that, that does not fit the description of the Prophet ﷺ, then he had not seen him. Yet, whoever is fortunate to see the Prophet ﷺ as he was described to us, in this case, this is a glad tiding, inshaAllah, that on the Day of Judgment, he will see him. But this does not mean that the way this individual is doing, whether he's one of the followers of the deviant sects, or an innovator, or someone who's not practicing, this doesn't mean that his way is correct. Maybe Allah Azza wa Jal would guide him through this vision to become a practicing Muslim.